Breezy 101. It's the Breakfast Show with Disturbia by Rihanna and Paint It Black from the Rolling Stones. Sort of the, I guess, the eeriest sort of songs that we could get away with this morning here on the Breakfast Show as we are talking about Friday the 13th, and it's Superstition Talk. And we got BMO coming over from BMO in the morning on Kix 96.
So, I love this day.
Yeah, so Friday 13th, it's fun. You know, I love all things kind of spooky and creepy.
Yes.
But do you know that Friday the 13th, the fear of Friday the 13th is called Periskeva Deva Triophobia. And I love saying that on the radio because I just love it. It's kind of flexing.
Brother Breck speaking in tongues this morning.
Periskeva Deva Triophobia is the fear of Friday the 13th. Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of the number 13 in general. And supposedly the reason Friday the 13th is bad luck is because it goes back to biblical times, and people think it was Friday the 13th when Jesus was crucified.
Uh-oh.
So that's sort of the genesis of the... of the story there, so why it's bad luck. So,
I thought it was just because of Jason Voorhees.
Not Jason Voorhees in Camp Crystal Lake and all of that. But yeah, there are plenty of superstitions when it comes to Friday the 13th and 13th. And I think my favorite one is like some places in Europe that like, won't serve a party of 13. Like
really?
If you're a restaurant, they won't serve it. So there's like a person at the restaurant, and their job is to be the 14th member of the other party. Yeah. So I think that's my fail. Like, I want that job.
Well, I know.
Like, how do I get to be the 14th guy?
Yeah. Well, there's in some hotels, you won't find a 13th floor.
Yeah. Well, come on now. Like, you can call it number 14, but if you count, you're still on the 13th floor.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Not like they just skip an entire floor.
Yeah, geniuses. So, favorite superstitions. Of course, you got, you know, the old trusties, like, if you break a mirror, you have bad luck.
Yeah.
You can't open that one. You can't open an umbrella.
Underneath the ladder.
Inside. You can't walk under the ladder. You got to knock on wood, right? You know, to kind of...
I still do that.
Yeah, I do that one. And I'm inviting people to text us in on the text line and let us know some superstitions that, you know, they follow. Because when we think 7 years bad luck in a mirror, you're like, oh, whatever.
That's called bankruptcy.
Yeah, walking under a ladder, open an umbrella inside, and people, whatever. But sometimes people take superstitions a little bit more seriously. And I know one around... here, like that I've always run into with people is like pocket knives.
Okay.
So it's like if they hand you a pocket knife and it's open, right, and you know you need a pocket knife, they open it and they hand it to you, and you use it, and you close it and give it back to them, they won't take it back.
Yeah,
they're supposed to. You have to open it back up and they get it, and then because it's so bad luck. Apparently, if you open the knife but you don't close the knife, but that's a serious one. Like a lot of older guys here, you know the generation that always has a pocket knife, and if they hand you one and you're cutting something and you close it, it's like nope. yeah my dad's like that. He's like, nope. Hand it back to me the way I handed it to you.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's a big one that a lot of people follow.
Yeah, I've got one. We've had it for a while. It's always been like this in my house, but the first time Yvonne heard about it, she looked at me like, that's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And it wasn't until her television show, Yellowstone, came out.
Ah,
yeah. And she went, oh, my God, that's a thing. And I was like, yeah, hello. I said, now it's real to you because of Yellowstone?
As of Cole Hauser and Kevin Costner.
Yeah, never put a hat on a bed. In my house, if you put a hat on a bed, I didn't care who it was that was closest to it, that was in my family, you would see old ladies diving on beds to knock it off. Don't put a hat on a bed.
Ah, interesting. That's you. You got to do like the, spit twice, wipe yourself off, and turn around. You know, to reverse the juju.
Yeah. No. I mean, and you would say, okay, well, if you put it, hat down, well, what if you turned it hat up? No.
I got you.
Doesn't matter.
It's sort of like the horseshoe above the door, right? If you put it like up, like a U. It keeps all the good luck in the house.
Right.
You turn it over, and some people think if you turn it over, it's pouring the bad luck onto you as you leave and go to the house.
So it's like same thing with crucifixes. My aunt has got a crucifix above the door in every room. And I'm like,
So that's what we're talking about today. Superstitions. What ones did we miss? We kind of went over a lot of them there. With I think knock on wood is probably the most popular one, because
yeah,
I mean, everybody does that when you're like, well, I've never had a wreck.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Salt. I think there's one with salt.
Oh, if you spill the salt, it's bad luck. And then you got to like throw it over one of your shoulders or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you spill it, it's supposed to be bad luck. And you're supposed to toss it over your shoulder. I don't remember. And of course, black cats are supposedly bad luck. And
you walk into my house on certain days of the month without chocolate, it's bad luck.
Yeah, exactly. Superstitions, favorite ones. Let us know. We might have gone over all of them right there. I'm sure there's one we're forgetting.
Oh, there's always more.
Yeah, but 662-289-1011. Hit us up on the text line. Let us know. Why are you superstitious on Friday the 13th?